Abba, we thank you for everything. We ask that you would stand with us and thank you for the miracles like we've seen already in 2015. So many other miracles coming. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving us that word at the first of the year. You've done exactly what you said you would do. And we are gloriously happy in you, Lord. Now, Lord, this day I pray that you heal people in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, touch and heal. And I pray that you bring them out of any situation that seems to be detrimental to them in the name of Jesus. Bless every person who's going through a struggle, God. You promise never to leave them nor forsake them. And I find out many times you are closer to us when we're down and then when we're on the mountaintop, because we feel like we don't need any help when we're on the mountaintop. God, I want to just thank you for being with your people. I pray that you heal all the sick and help those who are going through bereavement. Amen. And thank you for that family we prayed with last night who was suffering bereavement. And I pray that you remember those who are incarcerated and help them and bless them, we pray. Now, this day, we give you glory. We give you adoration and we give you praise. Remember all the people around the country who are going through just all kind of tragedies like the tall earthquakes and the train wrecks, or my God, in Philadelphia, and so many other things happen around the country. People are in distress and need your help. And Lord, I know you are helping. Thank you for it. Even before we know what's happening, we just thank you in advance. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, for people also who are having financial difficulties, would you look on those people and send them financial blessings? Shake the chunk tree up in heaven, Lord, and send financial blessings everywhere. In the name of Jesus, I pray those who have inheritances that you would cut the red tape and let the inheritance come. Bless these folk. I know that there's going to be exchange, and it's beginning on the exchange of wealth in this world. You're putting money in the hands of those who really want to support your work. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you. And again, appreciate everything you've done. And we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. This is proper for the glory of God. And for Jesus, you said, if we ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line and those who are joining us by way of blog. It's a mighty, mighty, mighty wonderful walk with the Lord when we realize that we started with about 3 people and now we're being heard by over 90 million people. What a humbling experience, but yeah, a triumphal experience, and we just thank God for it. Amen. Good morning to all of you on the front line. I'm speaking to y'all. Y'all awake? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
This good morning. Morning. With the mind staying on Jesus. Amen. Let's speak to the Lord. Y'all got a word, just speak
good
to
morning,
the Lord.
Lord.
Thank
you.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord. Good
morning,
you.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, you in the room.
Lord.
Let's give him praise, Lord. We give you praise, Sheik. Amen. And y'all awake. Praise, Sheik. To all of you on the line. Praise, Sheik. Not thank you. Thank you. Open your mouth and give him praise. Amen. My God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Give me glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give him praise, Sheik.
Oh, God. Sister Peter, Thank God for keeping me, waking me up this morning, taking care of me. He's been taking care of my hand, surgery on my hand, and I thank God he's doing real good, and because he's really been by my side, never leaves me. No matter where I am, God is always there, and I thank and praise him for everything he gives me. And continue blessing him. Thank you and praise him for all of y'all on prayer line. God bless.
Wonderful.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina, and I just want to thank God for another day that he's allowed me to see. I thank God because a few weeks ago I had an unspoken prayer request that I shared on the prayer line, that I had an unspoken prayer request. And I want to thank God that already part of my prayer request has been honored, and God has blessed me. And I just want to thank God for that and thank the saints for the prayers.
God bless you. Beautiful. All right. Anyone else with a praise report? What did the Lord do for you? Everybody's got a praise report. All right. Let's hear it.
Sister Jolene.
Sister Jolene. This is who now?
God bless. Sister Jolene. God bless.
All right.
This is the day that the Lord. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for another day. I thank God how he spared my life. What, me and my son, we were riding in the car, and he did not know that he had his tire changed, and the man then put all the lugs back on his tire. So when he looked, it was two lugs on the tire. So I just thank God how God formed a miracle before us. And I thank God
wow.
for my Mother's Day. God has blessed me tremendously. And I see miracles each and every day. And I just want you all to pray for me that the Lord have his way with me. God bless everyone on the prayer line.
All right, good. Beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, the Lord bless many, many, many of you. Amen. You have to just be able to recognize what the Lord is doing for you. Amen. Anybody else? You know that he's been, you recognize his goodness. Want to hear about it. All right. Anybody else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for this prayer land. This is Dr. Johnson. And to all the ambassadors, to everybody on the land, I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer land. It's been such a blessing to me. And so many things that I had wrote on my list, God has really worked miracles and just blessed. And just I could just cross them off my list. God is good. And every time Dr. Johnson prayed that the Lord shake the shrub tree, God blesses, and I thank him for it. He's an awesome God.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mother Digby. All right, somebody else? I'm enjoying this. Amen. Anybody else with a prayer, a praise report? What did God do for you? The Bible says, make known his deeds. This is scriptural. Tell of the goodness of Jesus. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you, your soul will cry out. Hallelujah.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can.
I want to first give honor to God. And my praise this morning is just thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for yesterday. My head was hurting so bad yesterday. I called my pastor and had him to pray for me. And I just thank the Lord this morning. I woke up in good spirits this morning. My head's not hurting. My kids ain't getting on my nerves. And I just thank the Lord for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. God bless you, Sister Lucille. Thank God. All right, anybody else have a praise report? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord. This is Mother Digby again. And I want to say, when Dr. Johnson mentioned that God is going to make millionaires, I'm looking to be one of those, and I'm just asking God to help me to be a good steward over whatever he blessed me with.
Beautiful, Mother. Noted. Noted. Amen. The Lord heard you say that whatever you lose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. And I receive that for you in the name of Jesus, Mother Digby. or write anybody else. You got to praise the
God
Lord.
God bless you. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky just giving a shout out to the Lord for his goodness, for his blessings. Thanking God, as it has been said, for seeing Mother's Day. Thank God for he's just been pouring down so many blessings, so many miracles so fast I can hardly keep up with them. I try to write some of them down, but God just keeps doing more and more and more. And I just thank God that even when we had guests in our house back a few months ago from the White House, and they were able that when President Obama came to Kentucky, they were able to set it up, and my husband was able to go and meet with and see President Obama. So I'm am praising God for his blessings, praising God for the youth prayer line, how anointed it is, and how with all the people joining us on the prayer line. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God that we had a lady here that was about to commit suicide. Just all she wanted to know was how could she park her car and walk across this bridge. And people say that a lot of lives have been taken on that bridge where people have just gone over and jumped off and didn't survive. So I'm thanking God that we were able to pray with her. And she changed her mind. And that was 2 weeks ago. And she's still alive and wants to live and do good. So I give God the glory for all of his blessings, all of his miracles. Give him, thanking him every day. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right, anyone else with the praise report? You're taking praise reports. Just jump in there and give your praise report.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. And I just thank the Lord because he's been better to me than I've been to myself. But I just thank the Lord for letting me be on this prayer line. I tell you, I just, this has been a blessing for me to be on the prayer line. And I just want to say, everybody have a good day and everything. And Dr. Johnson, I just thank you for everything that you have done on this prayer line. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Sister Linda. That's beautiful, too. God bless you. Amen. And it's just wonderful to be able to speak a good word to the Lord. Amen. He speaks good words for you all the time. Tell him the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for you. Anybody else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita from Area Code 616. And I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, saving me and sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. I praise God for just waking me up in my right mind. Somebody didn't wake up today at all. And God is good. And I just give him all the glory and all the praise. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you real good. All right.
God bless you too.
All right. I can take a few more praise reports. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello?
We're hearing you, Mother. Go ahead.
I just thank and praise God for waking me up and allowing me to lay down and get up close to my right mind. I thank and praise God for all his wonderful, wonderful blessings that he has bestowed upon me. I thank him for just going to the cross and dying for my sin. And I just thank him so much. I just give him praise, glory, and honor because it all belongs to him. I just thank and praise God for his goodness. And he looks down on me and just thank you for it.
Beautiful, Mother Johnson. God bless you. All right, I got time for about two, maybe three more praise reports.
Praise the Lord. And Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Skith, and God bless all the saints of God that's on the line. I just thank God for his creative power of the word and dominion power that he's given us as believers. And I thank God, my praise report would be that I talked with Bishop Bolin and Dr. Cynthia Bolin on yesterday evening, and we had a blessed time talking about the conference. Glory to God. And I tell you, it's coming along, the excitement. Oh, it's there. The expectation is there. And I praise God for just allowing me just a little vessel of his, that in the environment that I work can be very chaotic and disorderly. I tell you, I thank God for the power you have to pray. Stay prayed up when you're working in correctional facilities and in institutions and schools. Praise the Lord, with people with all types of psychological problems. You have to walk with the spiritual on, having the whole armor of God. And I thank God, even on yesterday, the Bible says, "Bless are the peacemakers, saints of God. Bless are the peacemakers." And I looked up that word, maker. It means creates peace. It means creator of an atmosphere. Bless are the peacemakers. So I'm encouraged, and I want you to be encouraged. No matter what you walk through, God has given you power to create an atmosphere of peace. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this day, because this is the day that he's made, and we shall rejoice in it. He's given us joy for the times. He's given us peace for the atmosphere, and I'm just thankful, victorious, thank this morning. God bless all of you and have a victorious day in the Lord.
God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador. All right, anyone else with the praise report? God's been mighty good to you. Anyone else want to share what he's done?
Good morning.
I'm still praising the Lord for
my blessings.
Go ahead.
I thank God for this another day. I thank God.
But give us your name.
Roy, Ivory Roy. And I thank him, Lord, because he woke me up this morning and I realized that I could breathe, oh God. I thank him because he allowed me to get up and go to the bathroom. Do you realize that there are many that can't go to the bathroom? And I thank God for the activity of my limbs. I thank him for the air I breathe. I thank him for what my eyes can see. I just thank God for this day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just grateful this morning. In
beautiful.
Jesus. Thank you.
Where
thank
are you
from?
Sister Roy.
Yes.
Go ahead and finish.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Chicago Heights, Illinois.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Chicago Heights, I believe. All right. Let me see. Is there anybody down south who wants to give a praise report from Mississippi, Alabama? All around there, anybody down in Texas or anywhere, you have a praise report? What about the Carolinas or anything like that? And y'all got praise reports. Is he blessing that too? The line is open to you. Anybody else have a praise report? What do you do for you? You know, I just put in a request to God yesterday, and he gave me an ultra awesome chemical. I'll tell you all about it another time, but he should be here. Now, I just want to thank him for the miracle that he gave to me. God has never failed me. He's been so ultra awesome. Amen. I thank him for his blessings. Is there anybody else that has a praise report? All right. God bless you. If you think of it, let me know in a few minutes. I want to move on to any prayer requests. You know, this is a day and time that people are going through so much, and they really need help. And this prayer line is not a gossip line. This prayer line is a line where we want to know what's going on so we can pray for you. And God has done so many miracles. It is so important. The when we find out what to pray for. You know, if you got tuberculosis, we want to be able to pray on target, ask God. And sometimes I found out you have to really call these demons out. Amen. And, some of them don't want to recognize what's going on until you call them out. Amen. In the name of Jesus, be out of there. Get out. Be healed. See, it makes a difference. Amen. God's got the power. And, oh, yeah, let's call them out. Amen. See, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven, but whatever you bind, cancer, I bind you in the name of Jesus. See, it makes a lot of difference, and you have to speak with power. Don't go in there flimsy. Come on. You know, if cancer, get out, unless you can't speak softly, but you got to say it with power. Power doesn't mean that you have to blast it, but it means that you got something working behind you. Amen. It's kind of like you got a huge kick behind it. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. I'm going to ask someone if they will get ready and take those prayer requests for us. And let's get maybe at least seven or more prayer requests today. And the Lord bless you and keep you. I don't think I'm going to be able to get all those prayer requests today. I'm going to be on my way here. Who can get those prayer requests? Who will get them for us?
I'll take them today, Chief Ambassador.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Right.
The line is open to you.
All right. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Family. Amen. This is the time that we are asking for your prayer requests. And if there's anyone that have a prayer request on this beautiful Wednesday morning, amen, we're here to take your requests.
Sister Jesus, continue to pray for this hour of prayer and continue to pray for my stomach.
What was the first one you say?
I'll continue to pray for her.
All right.
And pray for my stomach.
All right.
Sister
Lucille,
unspoken.
Request?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
All right, Sister Lucille.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good morning. My friend, Bobby Forte, has cancer of the liver.
Who is it? I heard two people. Who am I speaking with now?
This is Mother Digby. I'm requesting prayer for my friend, Bobby Forte. She has cancer of the liver, and they're giving her chemotherapy. I'm requesting prayer that the Lord deliver her.
Okay, deliverance from cancer?
From cancer of the liver.
All right. Anyone else?
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm asking for prayer, please, for my son's father, just for peace. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Sister Gerling Barnett. Let's just pray for the same.
The thing went on to 90 seconds. It interrupted. I'm sorry. And when we're writing so fast, I'll be writing it, and then I get to it, and I can't understand it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Writing so fast. God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? If anyone else have a prayer request? If not,
This is Peterson again. I'm sorry. Would you please Charles Peterson Sr. for deliverance.
Okay. Deliverance. Okay. All right. God bless you all. It's my prayer. It is. Amen. Quite a few prayer requests here this morning, and we certainly want God to, amen, a prayer request this morning, and we thank God for every last one of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just feel that I need to get back into my, amen, not that I'm not out of the spirit, but I need to get back to where I need to be. Oh, thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We give you the ultimate thank you, the ultimate praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh God, and we empty ourselves before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, as we come before you out of Psalms 51, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And God, I know you're greater than anything that it is, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you grant every prayer request this morning. This morning, our Heavenly Father, as we go before the throne of grace, oh God, we come lifting up our chief ambassador first. We lift up First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty. We lift up their family. We lift up, oh God, praise the Lord. We lift up Mother Adley Johnson, the mother of the nation. Now, God, wrap your loving arms of protection around them. We pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. As our chief ambassador, oh God, have an assignment, oh God, on today. We're praying, oh God, that you touch him and anoint him to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, we send him out with prayer, oh God. We send him out with a covering, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, oh God, that your mercies are new every morning, and new mercies we see in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for the bereaved family, oh God, that he has to minister to in the mighty name of Jesus. Any bereaved that is on the line this morning, oh God, we ask that you lift them up. Lift up a bowed down head, oh God. You say weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And, oh God, we believe you for your word, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you strengthen, oh God, Chief Ambassador this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh God, Ambassador Lady Betty, oh God. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. And, oh God, we pray that you will continue to watch over, oh God, Mother Johnson, oh God, just continue to strengthen her, oh God. Continue to strengthen the fever head that hang down, oh God. And we thank you for the miraculous miracle that you did in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the honor. We give you the praise. Oh God, touch the children. Touch the grandchildren. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we come and we offer prayers before you for the first fruit prayer. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you touch, oh God, the prayer request of Sister Peterson this morning. Oh God, she has a stomach problem, and God, we know that you are able, oh God. We know, oh God, that you can touch what infirmity, and you could touch the very spot, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come believing you this morning, oh God, and we call on the name of the Lord, oh God, to heal her this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, oh God, as she asks us to pray for Iona Ford, Lord. Sister Iona Ford, touch her this morning. Bless her this morning. Oh God, with this healing, heal her, Lord God. Oh God, if it's domestic, do it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But make her whole. We pray right now in Jesus' name. Remember Charles Peterson Sr., Lord. Lord God. You know everything, Lord God. We pray for his deliverance. Oh, God, we pray that you deliver him, oh, God, from the enemy, from the strongholds that come against him in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we know that you're able. You're able to keep him. You're able to do it. And we touch and agree this morning for the Peterson family in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning we pray for your daughter and for our sister, Sister Lucille. The devil is a liar. We pray for her this morning. We come against the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Unspoken, ill spoken unto you. We pray right now for her children. Oh, God, even last night she had a prayer request for her son. And, God, you know how to intervene, and you know how to intercede. Oh, God, we pray for Sister Lucille. Oh, God, she told us the other day that she had not been feeling too well, but, oh, God, we pray right now that you bring her to wholeness. You bring her to oneness, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that, oh, God, as we pray, we must saturate, oh, God, the things, the ungodly soul ties that come against her, the enemy that comes to, oh, God, to destroy. But you said, oh, God, that the thief cometh by night, but, God, you come, oh, God, to deliver her in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her right now, God. Encourage her heart. Build her up, oh God. We pray, oh God, that this prayer will touch her very soul, will touch her very heart right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let her stretch out on you, oh God. Let her look to the hills from which cometh her help, and God, her help cometh from you. Let her spend some time, oh God, alone with you, so she can remain enjoy her. You say this joy you give to her, it's not from the world, but it's from you, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that she look unto you, the author and the finisher of her faith. Let her feel this prayer and the impact this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God. Whoever else that did not get a chance to bring their prayer request before you this morning, that is unspoken. Oh God, we're touching this morning, and we are agreeing in the spirit that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we come, oh God, and asking you, oh God, to give your people strength in the name of Jesus. Build them up on their most holy faith. We come, Jesus, in your name, and we thank you this morning, for the things that you've done, and the things that you're going to do, and for the things that you're doing even right now, Lord, as we pray and speak your word in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning, oh God, the prayer request that Mother Digby, oh Lord, this morning, we pray for Bobby Forte. Oh God, touch her. You know all about her because you made her. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh God, for deliverance, for healing, your divine healing. Touch that liver this morning. Oh God, but most of all, touch her heart. In the name of Jesus, build her up, oh God. Put ministry angels all around her, and put the saints of God around her that will speak a word of life. And we come this morning, and we declare mercy, and we say we command her to live. Live, Sister Barbara Forte, in the name of Jesus. We come against the enemy, the attack of the body, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch her this morning. Let her feel better. Let her look up, Lord God, and be encouraged in her own
own self in the name of Jesus. I know, oh God, when we began to look unto you and encourage ourselves, we begin to even feel better in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, remember your daughter, Sister Jennifer. She come praying and asking, oh God, that we touch and agree for a son's father. Oh Lord, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that we can call on your name. We thank you, oh God, that we can touch and agree, and we praying for a son's father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, heal him in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is, whatever the problem is, whatever is going on, oh God, you know already. You say before you, oh God, before you call, before we call, you will yet answer. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, all you want us to do is to call on the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in, and there we are safe in the arms of the Lord. We thank you because we know, God, that you've already answered. Oh God, this morning, you just want us to honor you. Oh God, oh God, you said acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. Direct this man's path. Direct this young man. Her son needs his father, and the father needs his son. I thank you for this young lady, Sister Jennifer. A lot of young women won't pray for their children's father, but thank you, God, that she's got a heart and she's got a love, oh God, and the father to remember him. And God, I believe this morning, because of her sincere heart, that things are turning around in the name of Jesus. Turn it around for the good. What the enemy meant for evil, oh God, you're turning it around for the good. And we're going to give you a thank you, a thank you, Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh God, we thank you for Sister Geraldine Garnett. Oh, bless her this morning. We thank you for her heart of kindness that got us on her mind. She asks, oh God, that we pray for the seniors. Oh God, we pray.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We thank all of you for joining us. And we can be reached if you have a comment, if you have some suggestions, or if you want to make contact with our host today, just simply go to the email. We can be reached on NPA Radio, nparadio.com, or just simply send to the email address. Yes, thank you. The email address is ladyhagen@yahoo.com. LadyHagen@yahoo.com. God bless you. Thank you. And have a wonderful day.